The 165-page immigration file of Melania Trump's late mother, Amalia Nobbs, has now been released to the public. This follows the Washington Post's public records request to the Department of Homeland Security. The Washington Post wrote about it in an article that was just released, that records confirm that Donald Trump's mother-in-law came to the United States through the process that Donald Trump derided. What this immigration file reveals is that Amalia Nobbs got her citizenship through the exact same process that Donald Trump tried to ban, which he and others have sometimes referred to as chain migration, where the parent of someone who is a citizen gets to come in through an application process where they cite the fact that they have a child who's a citizen in the United States. As we look through this 165-page immigration file, it's also illuminating on many other things as well. For example, even how Melania Trump got citizenship in the first place, which I want to talk about. But also when Amalia Nobbs was asked very basic questions on her citizenship test. For example, what is the rule of law and do you know what the rule of law is? Amalia Nobbs did not know how to answer that question. She gave no answer, although she was able to identify where the Pacific Ocean was located according to her file. Let's take a look at this Washington Post article. And then I want to turn to, though, the kind of origins of this, which is how Melania got here and how Melania was brought into the United States through someone by the name of Paolo Zampoli, who would bring in Eastern European women. He ran a modeling agency and he would help them get their visas. He would introduce these Eastern European women to wealthy businessmen at parties that he would throw at places that were called like the Kit Kat Club, where he would bring these models from Eastern Europe and introduce them to wealthy American businessmen in New York, like Donald Trump. And I want to talk about that process there, too, and how Melania then got what's oftentimes referred to as a genius visa or an Einstein visa, and how her process was expedited, even though it doesn't seem, in my opinion, that she had the credentials for it. But that's my opinion. You can share your opinion. So here's the article by the Washington Post. Records confirm Trump's mother-in-law came to the U.S. through a process he derided. It talks about how Melania Trump sponsored her mother to immigrate to the United States through a family-based process that former President Donald Trump aggressively sought to end, according to federal immigration records that were released Monday. The records detail for the first time the full path that the former First Lady's mother, Amalia Nobbs, followed from Slovenia to the United States. Amalia Nobbs passed away recently at the age of 78, and as a result, it was easier to then access this 165-page immigration file because the same privacy protections no longer apply when someone passes away, and then they become presumptively public records. It talks about how Melania Trump used a legal pathway that Trump and his top advisors disparaged as chain migration, the right of U.S. citizens to bring their parents to the United States. Federal law since 1965 has said that U.S. citizens may apply to bring minor children and parents to join them in the United States without having to wait for a long time for a visa. Citizens may sponsor siblings and adult children, but they typically wait longer for visas. This is a process that Donald Trump wanted to ban. This is a process that Donald Trump goes out and says he wants to ban. Even right now, he says that immigrants are not people at recent speeches. And this is how Trump, though, is using the system to help his own family while trying to screw other people. It's always hypocrisy when it comes to the Trumps. Today's episode is brought to you by 8 Sleep, the high-tech solution to your age-old sleeping issues. 8 Sleep's pod cover slips right over your mattress, bringing heating and cooling tech that keeps you comfortable and sleeping deeper for a better, more restful night. There's nothing worse than tossing, turning, sweating, or shivering in the night because you're not sleeping at the perfect temperature. This is why I love my 8 Sleep, which has greatly improved my quality of sleep. and in turn improve my quality of life. Sleep science shows that in order to sleep at our best, our body temperature needs to drop in the early and middle part of sleep and rise in the morning. The pod cover will improve your sleep by automatically adjusting your bed's temperature based on your individual needs. The cover can be added to any bed like a fitted sheet and allows you and your partner to cool or warm your side of the bed as low as 55 degrees and up to 110 degrees. In addition to keeping you at the perfect temperature all night, the pod also tracks your sleep and health metrics. On average, pod users see their sleep quality improve by 32% after just a month on the pod. There's no better way to improve your day-to-day life than better sleep. And the easiest way to do that is with 8 Sleeps Pod 3. So start the new year right and invest in the rest you deserve with 8 Sleep Pod Cover. Go to 8sleep.com/Midas and get $200 off plus free shipping on the pod cover by 8 Sleep. That's 8sleep.com/Midas. EIGHTSLEEP.com/MEIDAS and get $200 off. Folks, this was a major game changer for me, and I'm so grateful for my 8 Sleep, and I know you will be as well. On her 2009 immigrant visa application, Knobbs said she graduated from high school in 1964, Melania's mother, and attended college for fashion design in Slovenia until 1966, though it did not say if she obtained a diploma. She married in 1967. By the time she applied for an immigrant visa, the records show that she was fluent in Slovenian, but was only learning English. Her citizenship application said that she retired in 1998. It goes on to then talk about how Melania Trump arrived in the United States from Slovenia in 1996 for modeling work and obtained a green card around 2001 based on, quote, extraordinary ability as a model. Melania Trump married Donald Trump in 2005, had their son the following year, and she became a citizen in 2006. She then applied to sponsor her mother for legal permanent residency, known as a green card, in 2008, the record showed, and signed an affidavit the following year pledging to support her mother financially. And then in 2017, when Trump was in office, Amalia Knobbs applied for full citizenship, and then she got it through this process of getting it expedited and getting the treatment that the law affords from 1965 based on Melania's status. So that brings us to Melania's status. And of course, when you go through the file, it does talk about as well that Amalia Knobbs did not answer what the rule of law is. So as I mentioned, how did Melania get to the United States in the mid-90s? Someone by the name of Paolo Zampoli, this is all public record, New York Times articles and others about it, and Trump doesn't deny it. Here's Paolo Zampoli with some models right there. Zampoli would throw parties at the Kit Kat Club in New York. He'd bring Eastern European women. He'd say that they were his models. He would throw parties introducing them to wealthy businessmen. And then I think Zampoli then got into real estate and kind of pivoted from modeling into real estate. Zampoli talks about how he secured Ms. Trump's visa to the United States and introduced her to Donald Trump at a 1998 party he hosted at the Kit Kat Club. Zampoli's parties have featured an alligator, tiger cubs, and models at nightclubs blowing kisses at fashion television cameras. What else was going on around this time period? So that's when Donald met Melania in 1998 through Paolo Zampoli. And this is when Donald Trump, though, was, you know, leaning on other people to bring him women. And here's an article, and this one's from the Sunday Mirror, 1 year before, 1997. How sweet, Trump's Brit of all right. And take a look at this article. And again, this is an article that was published in the newspaper, the Sunday Mirror, on November 23rd, 1997. It says, just weeks after ditching his second wife, America's best-known billionaire Donald Trump has fallen under the spell of a 20-year-old English girl. Trump 50, who has failed in his bid to secure the services of Princess Diana's butler, Paul Burrell, was in search of another British trophy when he met London model Anouska de Georgia at a party in Manhattan. Several American millionaires already had their eyes on Anouska, but she was there with Robert Maxwell's daughter, Ghislaine Maxwell, who introduced several of her attractive friends to the property developer. Now, at this time period, you know that Ghislaine Maxwell was Jeffrey Epstein's kind of close confidant. And one of the things that she would do is basically work to bring the women to Epstein. And Ghislaine Maxwell is now basically serving in prison for the rest of her life for engaging in trafficking. And none of this would, and this was an article written in 1997 before any of this, you know, was reported publicly. And none of this would, and none of his would-be rivals, referring to Trump's would-be rivals, owned a vast mansion in Florida like Donald does. Mar-a-Lago, where I have dined with him and his outgoing wife, Marla, is enough to make any young girl go weak at the knees. After their meeting, Trump flew Madame Maxwell, and it's referring to her as a madam in the article, Madame Maxwell and the model south to the Sunshine State, where all three enjoyed a happy weekend together. When they returned to New York, Anouska was installed in one of Donald Trump's many apartments there. That's taking place right before Donald Trump meets Melania. Now, in connection with the 2016 race, Donald Trump said that he was going to hold a press conference to discuss Melania's immigration status because there were actually a lot of questions there. How'd you get an Einstein visa? How'd you get a genius visa? I mean, it makes no sense that you have the qualifications for that. So Trump said he was going to hold a press conference. He never did, but here's what he said. Again, everything he says is a lie. Play this clip.
Maybe she came in illegally. Maybe. Let me tell you one thing. She has got it so documented. So she's going to have a little news conference over the next couple of weeks. That's good. That's good. I love it. I love it. They said, Melania Trump may have come into our country illegally. And how would that be for Donald Trump to be talking? Here's the only problem. She came in totally legally. I mean, you know, so that's what they'll say. All right. But you'll see it in a little while. I said to her, no, no, let it simmer for a little while. Let them go wild. Let it simmer.
And here's what Melania said about her immigration status at that time period. Play the clip.
The facts are that I always obey the law. I have all the documents. I have very clean past. I would never stay here on the as undocumented.
And remember, at the same time, Donald Trump and Melania were pushing all the birther conspiracies against former President Barack Obama because it's always projection and confession. When they have the issues, they're the ones who then attack and spread the lies and conspiracy. Everything they've built is built on lies. Here's Melania. Play the clip.
What is this with the birth certificate obsession? Did he ask to see yours when you met him?
I needed to put mine anyway, because if you want to become an American citizen, you need to put the birth certificate.
Right.
I have a birth certificate from Slovenia. Mm-hmm. And you want to see President Obama birth certificate
I've
or not?
I've seen it.
It's not the birth certificate.
Well, it's a certificate of live birth, right, which they get. But Melania, if he insists on what he's saying, then no one in Hawaii can ever run for president because they all get the same live birth certificate.
Well, but they need to have...
Bette Midler is finished, for example.
They need to have, and in one way, it will be very easy if President Obama just show it. And because it's not only Donald who wants to see it. It's American people who voted for him and who didn't vote for him. They want to see that.
But it's on display in Chicago. We've seen it on the internet. We've seen it. It's not the same as yours, but it's a certificate of live birth.
Well, we feel it's different than, you know, birth certificate.
All right. Well, I think you should give it up at this point.
Well,
And you also remember when then in 2016, Melania plagiarized Michelle Obama's 2008 speech during Melania's 2016 RNC speech. Just literally stole Michelle Obama's 2008 Democratic Convention speech, word for word. Play this clip.
The values that you work like, hard for what you
work
want
hard
in life.
For what you want in life.
That your word is
that
your bond,
word is your bond.
And
that you do what you say you're going to do.
Keep your promise.
That you treat people
with respect.
With
dignity and respect because we want our children and all children in this nation to know that the only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them.
And now Melania, again, I mean, she's, you know, the wife of a billionaire. I mean, ostensibly they have a lot of money, but she's paying for her stylist through Mr. and Mrs. Magadonia. The Political Action Committee pays about $400,000 or more for Melania's stylist. There's also money that goes to Melania's hairdresser. And here's Melania recently, after Donald Trump voted in the primaries in the Republican primary in Florida, where Trump underperformed. Melania was asked if she would be showing up to more events, and she basically said this. Here, play the clip.
Trump, Mrs. Trump, are you going to return to the campaign trail with your husband?
Stay tuned.
So look, some great reporting there from the Washington Post. Hat tip to them. Let me know what you think about this all. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers thanks to your support, and have a wonderful day.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.